In the short time you've been walking along the magical wooded path, you have already met three remarkable friends, each one giving you something new to think about, each one with something important to share. Are there more friends inhabiting these wonderful woods? Something tells you there are. You take a deep breath to inhale the crisp scent of the tall trees and sweet-smelling flowers around you. The sun is beginning to sink toward the horizon, but you are eager to see what other secrets this path holds for you before you return home. The pathway leads upward, twisting itself along a rocky, tree-covered hillside. As you ascend along the way, you begin to hear an interesting sound, a buzzing sound. As you round one of the twisty bends of the path, the sound becomes louder. Looking upward, you see a curious sight. Suspended from a tree limb by his tail is a monkey. His legs crossed, his eyes closed, a look of serene peacefulness on his face. Positioned in a perfect meditation pose, but hanging upside down, he sways gently in the wind, completely calm and undisturbed. By now, you've become accustomed to some pretty extraordinary things in this magical forest, but you definitely did not expect to see a meditating monkey hanging by his tail. And what makes his calm appearance all the more surprising is that spinning and circling all around him are dozens of bees. They zip this way and that, buzzing around his ears, his elbows, even his feet. But the monkey remained still and unbothered, as though the bees weren't even there. So that's where the buzzing sound's coming from, you say aloud. The monkey's bright green eyes open, and he looks down upon you from his branch with a smile. "What buzzing sound?" he says. And then a little black and yellow bee lands right on his nose, making the monkey cross his eyes. Oh, that buzzing sound. How on earth do you put up with all those bees flying around you? You ask the monkey. The monkey flips himself upright, climbs down to a lower branch, and then drops from there down onto the ground before you. Oh, I like bees, he says in a childlike voice. And I like ladybugs and butterflies and ants and beetles and caterpillars and worms and even spiders. They don't bother me at all. In fact, nothing really does. Even while you're trying to meditate, you ask? Of course. That's the whole reason I meditate, to find my center. As long as I find my center, nothing upsets me. Not even all those buzzing, crawling, flying friends, the monkey explains. Oh, by the way, I'm Montgomery. Let me guess, you say. People call you Monty. Montgomery cocks his head at you and says, they do? Oh, I had no idea. Well, that's okay by me. Monty, I like it. Yeah, call me Monty. This gives you a chuckle, but you have another question for Monty. What do you mean about finding your center? You mean like your belly? You ask, pointing to his fuzzy middle. Well, sorta, Monty says with a grin. See, your center is not just the middle of you, but also a little like the middle of your mind, where it's calm and balanced. When you find your center, nothing much bothers you at all. Not even a few bees buzzing around or the occasional ear tickle from a ladybug. Your center is where you can find the calmest feelings. It makes you feel light and easy, like a cloud just floating along in the sky, Monty says, gazing up at pinkish clouds slowly passing far above. Well, that's an interesting idea, you think to yourself as you watch the cottony clouds overhead. You can remember lots of times when you'd been bothered by something or someone. If you only could have found your center during those times, wouldn't it be nice to float above everything like a cloud? Monty explains further by saying, everyone has a center point inside themselves where they feel a perfect balance. You can become good at finding that center point when you meditate or even when you use your breath. I know a secret trick to help you find your center. Want to see? Definitely, you say with enthusiasm. Okay, Monty says. Now stand here just like me. Monty stands up straight and tall and puts his feet a little bit apart, flat on the ground. So you do the same thing. Now tilt your head up just a little bit, Monty instructs. And here comes the fun part. Take a slow but deep breath in through your nose while counting 1, 2, 3, and 4 in your mind. You can even stick your belly out while you fill up with air. Now, hold your breath while counting 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then exhale through your nose, counting 1, 2, 3, and 4, making your belly deflate like a balloon. Let's try it together. You and Monty practice this simple breathing trick, inhaling for a count of 4, holding for a count of 4, and then exhaling for a count of 4. Wow, that's easy, you say. After you're done, you find yourself feeling completely at ease and notice a kind of calmness right in your center, a feeling you only get when you're totally peaceful. How do you feel? Monty asks. You look at him with a smile. I think I found my center already. Good, cheers Monty, bouncing on his springy legs. Anytime you feel bothered, you can do that little breathing trick to find your center. But remember to practice it every day so it becomes natural. Thank you, you say as Monty climbs back up to his branch. Oh, one more thing, you remember. Is there anyone else in this forest I should meet? I've met Francesca, Oliver, Penelope, and you. Monty raises his eyebrows and scratches his chin as though thinking it through. Finally, he snaps his fingers and says, oh, of course, there is one more, but what, you ask, concerned that Monty is hesitating. Well, I don't want to worry you or anything, but this resident of the forest lives in a dark and scary cave just up ahead. And, well, you see, he's a dragon. Your eyes open wide. A dragon. Now, hold on a moment. Owls and monkeys are one thing, but a real live dragon? A dragon is not something easy to confront. You know from stories that dragons can be fierce and are legendary for their savagery. You think of fire-breathing beasts you've seen in the movies, and suddenly, you're not too sure if you really want to meet this last resident of the magical forest. Monty sees the worry on your face and lowers himself down to your eye level on his tail. Hey, did you forget already? And he takes in a deep breath, counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and holds it for the count of 4, and then finally exhales for a count of 4. Remember now, find your center and nothing will bother you, not even a dragon. You practice finding your center again, and then nod at Monty to show him that you're ready to proceed. Monty raises his hands in cheerful support and then points ahead along the path. You take one more deep breath and set out one more time, ready to confront the dragon at the end of the magical wooded path. Now, Just relax and keep listening until the music stops.